Welcome to Juice. I'm Gwen Douglas.
And I'm Emily Harmon.
So in today's episode is...
Junk food with wine.
Yeah.
In particular, Risa chicken. So Risa is a halal fried chicken, and it's basically an improved KFC. Yes. And it's kind of got like a bit of a cult following here in Berlin because it's so bloody good.
It's so good, and it's inexpensive. It's always
it's
delicious.
It's scarily inexpensive. I don't think we should ponder on that point too much because it starts to make me feel bad. Keeping it real, we all eat junk food from time to time, and we don't always know what to drink with it. And a lot of people say, oh, you know, beer or soft drinks.
Boring.
Exactly. So we've got a couple of choices. So the wine that I chose actually is double the price
of the chicken.
For me, when I think of fried food, when I think of fried chicken, actually when I think of some of the junk food that I've eaten in the past, there is no better thing than champagne.
Ooh.
Really, with anything.
Yes.
So
when in doubt, just
if you're confused, just have some champagne.
Just some champagne.
It'll make you feel happy. It'll work with the food.
Yeah.
Everyone will be.
Everyone wins.
Yeah. So we are about to open the Remy Leroy, like Leroy, Remy Leroy.
Leroy Jenkins.
So Remy Leroy Champagne, extra root, non-vintage. The small grower working organically. Luckily, the chicken we have is not too spicy. It's a little bit peppery, but not crazy spicy. Yeah. So I think the fact that this is extra root and has less sugar is not going to be a problem. Because really, the reason we're pairing this with our fried chicken is just because of the amazing fresh acidity to cut through that sort of fatty fried.
So Emily is eating her chicken with barbecue sauce, and I'm more of a sweet and sour girl.
And
not with
I never realised that they had sweet and sour until we'd already ordered it.
Well, I can share.
Yeah, I can trade you a barbecue.
But it definitely influenced my choice today.
You just get like fizz in the face.
Yeah. Nobody wants fizz in the face.
Just blow those bubbles.
That would be a very funny cartoon.
It was hard to like smell it first before just like going.
Yeah, there's a lot of gas. It's quite fizzy style, so there was a lot of CO2 in the glass. That's what gave me a little bit of a head rush. How to get high before eating fried chicken.
You know, what do they call them? Whippets? Yum.
Let's try a piece of chicken, I reckon.
So this is going to be # the chewing episode. Always delicious.
I mean, what's quite nice about this champagne is that even with this slightly sweet sauce, it's not really touched by it because there is enough sugar in the champagne.
Totally.
I'm not sure exactly how much is there, so I'm going to just check the back label. As we learned in the Zect episode, always look at the back of the bottle. So the blend is 55% Pinot Noir, which is probably giving it that nice broad, rounder fruitiness. And 45% Chardonnay, and that's 80% of that's from 2014, and the rest is reserve wines. It was disgorged in 2017, and the dosage is 4 grams per litre. So remembering that Brut starts at around 7, so it's nice that it's drier than most champagnes that you find on the market, but still some sugar there just to work with the pepper, really.
Yeah, and it's funny because eating it with the sweet and sour sauce kind of negates all the fruit flavour in the wine, but you still get this nice crisp bubble cleansing, sort of palate cleansing yumminess.
Do you want to have a little dip of barbecue?
Yeah, you want to try the sweet and sour.
Yeah.
Let's do a trade here.
I think the sweet and sour sauce is a better match, maybe. It's interesting this. I didn't think we'd geek out on the condiments that we're eating our fried chicken with.
Yeah, but I think it's important because I'm like die hard about
having
some stuff to dip in.
Thank you.
So I actually did think about champagne. So originally when we discussed the episode, you were maybe going to bring a Riesling.
Yeah.
So I stayed away from Riesling because it's a go-to, I think, for fried foods.
But I feel Riesling and champagne in this context with the fried chicken serve the same matching purpose.
Right.
High acidity, maybe a little bit of residual sugar.
Right. So, yeah, when I was thinking, I mean, I love champagne with everything. And for me, it's a go-to for fried food. Mm. When I think of fried food, I would definitely do fizz because I like any excuse to have some fizz. So when I was thinking about what I would bring, I was trying to like go off, try to find something a bit more interesting. But yeah, I thought maybe like a dry Lambrusco might be nice. So also the bubble, because I like the idea that when you're eating lots of like greasy food that you have something to sort of like strip away of that grease, which is why Coca-Cola is great because of the bubble and the whatever.
Just and like, the acidity.
Yeah,
the
just
acidity
cleans it all out and you feel good. So yeah, so I'm delighted that you brought a champagne today.
Very common, basic, simple food, but it just gives it.
This could be a fabulous date. I'd be like, hello. I'd be all into this right now.
Yeah, if somebody ordered you...
Oh my God.
If somebody ordered you fried chicken and it makes it completely unpretentious and then they pull out a bottle of champagne...
Oh God, putty. I'm putty in their hands.
So this... Actually, the only time I've celebrated Valentine's Day, because I don't believe in Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I'm not a big Valentine's Day fan.
So the only time I did it was burgers and chips on the beach. I was in Australia at the time with a bottle of champagne.
Let's go on a date.
I know. Well, we're on
a date.
It's probably better than most dates.
I know, right, probably.
You don't have to worry about if you're going to go home with anybody. You
I mean, I did shake my impressive. Legs today, but...
Yeah, on the beach, bottle of champagne, burgers, chips.
Yeah, lovely.
Completely unpretentious, but feeling a little bit glam.
Yeah.
Champagne always does that. A little bit of a bubble. Just makes everybody feel
that's
good.
That's why I think you can pair it with anything and everything.
Bubbly wine. Now we've had the champagne. What did you bring, Gwen?
Yeah, anyway, I brought a Chenin Blanc from South Africa. It's one that we've had together quite a bit, I feel like. We've had it.
Yeah, we've had a few bottles of this.
We've had this over Indian food on the terrace.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like this one a lot. So we've got the AA...
I'm going to let you pronounce it because I'll probably make a mess of it.
So, Badenhorst Secateurs.
Secateurs. That's
Secateurs.
The word. I would have
which
said
are
like
the little scissors
sea caters. Sea caters.
Yeah. So Badenhorst are a slightly bigger producer in the Swartland in South Africa. A bigger grower, let's say. Positive thing of that is actually the entry level white that he produces, the Secateurs that we're trying now, 2016, is incredibly good value because obviously making a little bit more quantity means you can lower the price a little bit.
So I chose this one because I eat my chicken with a little sweet and sour sauce. I thought a little of the fruit from the Chenin is maybe a little nice. It's not super dry. There's a little, I mean, it is dry, but there's other
the fruit,
stuff
yeah, it's not fruit. It's not too lean.
Yeah.
There's some fruit there, which is very nice. And when you first smell it, it's got that creaminess as well, which is interesting. Nutty, creamy, this apple custard sort of.
Oh, totally custard. I never wouldn't think of that.
Bird's custard powder.
Oh my God, I almost did that thing where I poured it all over myself.
I know, I saw that. I thought she's either going to drool or she's going to tip wine down her chest or both.
I have a really horrible story about that, actually, being at Grill Royale here in Berlin, which is a very fancy steak place. And I was a little bit drunk at a birthday party and I was drinking a martini and I went to drink it and I literally missed my mouth by a good inch and a half and just it was like a like some sort of weird surreal comedy. I just poured the martini all down my breasts and all over my lap that dribbled down into my shoe and it was witnessed by several people who incredulously couldn't figure out what had just happened.
I mean, the only positive is martinis don't stain in general.
Exactly.
Unless you're maybe wearing like a white silk dress.
No.
It's not so hard for me to imagine after what I just witnessed, the almost spill of Chenin Blanc after the second, it's only the second glass of the night as well. So
I just took a little dunk in the sweet and sour to see what this would be like.
What do you think? Definitely feels a lot richer after the champagne.
Absolutely.
And there's enough acidity to cut through the...
I think maybe the champagne's throwing me off because in my mind, this maybe worked better than it does in real life. I still like it, but maybe because the champagne is so lean and so easy to drink with fried food because it's so crisp. This is definitely a different experience.
No, I really like it. I think if anybody was having like a little bit of posh fried chicken, like buttermilk... chicken where it's a bit creamier and it's a bit richer,
this would be the one.
And maybe it's just in context after champagne, which is so fresh. I actually really like it because I think not everybody wants to drink sparkling wine.
No.
The only other thing I'd say about this, which makes it a bit easier than the other option, is that, you know, with fried food and champagne there's a lot of burps going on. I've been hiding from you. And I'm definitely not getting it with this. While champagne might be a good date with fried food, maybe not the first date.
Right. Maybe this is a fourth date. Maybe a seventh. Let's say like when you finally farted in front of somebody.
Yeah.
Then you go for this.
That's always awkward, isn't it? The first fart.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, let's... Like, what were the other wines that we could have done today?
So, fried chicken wine. So, we already mentioned, but Riesling would be up there.
I would have done maybe like a Grenache, like a light red.
A light Grenache, yeah.
Yeah. Like a light single varietal, maybe.
Yeah, maybe like from a good producer where they're not extracting too much. It's lighter colours.
Distilling.
I would, so for me, fried chicken, these would be my go-to wines. Obviously, champagne number one, which is why I bought it. Riesling number two. Chenin Blanc, also very good for white wine. very good. And then I'd probably go to the Jura for the whites or the reds would be quite interesting. The Chardy or the Sauvignon.
Yeah, actually
good acidity, a little bit of saltiness there. And then the light reds obviously being quite good again. So with red wines, I'd be thinking of stuff that's like low in tannin.
Right.
And high acidity. Yeah, Beaujolais. I mean, Beaujolais fried chicken, that's amazing.
Also, I was thinking maybe like
Loire reds.
A Lambrusco. Some of the like dry Lambrusco that we tried in one of the earlier episodes that has that rhubarby sort of flavor.
Yeah, the Paltrinieri. Yeah,
I thought that would be really
Lambrusco
nice.
Lambrusco di Sabara.
Something like that would be also nice. I was also reading that maybe ferment is a good choice.
It's funny you say that, actually, Gwen, because I find ferment as a good alternative to Chenin Blanc, actually.
Really?
Because it has quite high acidity. You can use it to make sparkling, dry or sweet wines. And the flavour profiles, I find, share a similarity to Chenin sometimes.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
When it's in cooler climates, you get, obviously, the citrus fruit, this orchard fruit, and then this slight spiciness to it, and then this sort of chamomile-y hay note is the only thing that sort of differentiates ferment to Chenin for me.
Actually, could see that being very
and
delicious.
And then ferment also can be a bit exotic, like and sometimes when you try a Chenin from hotter climates, it takes on more of this pineapple sort of character. So,
which is kind of why I maybe like this South African Chenin, is that it's
a little bit rounder,
a little bit.
I love the creaminess of this Secateurs. It's so nice.
I know we've had this before. I always like it. It's always
but I think good. Definitely it's a good go-to if you're having a chicken burger with mayo and lettuce, fried chicken. It's a bloody good choice.
So we're just going to fucking eat the rest of this chicken. So we're going to wrap this episode up so that we don't get hangry
on
each other.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want our fried chicken to go cold because that would be a crying shame.
It would be a congealed crying shame.
Thank you all for tuning in.
You can find us on Twitter
at juice_podcast and on Instagram at
juice.podcast. And also you can find us on our website at www.juice.show. We'd love to hear what you like to drink with your fried chicken. If you have some oddball or classic pairings, send them our way. Don't forget to tune in next week to see Emily and I doing whatever we do.
I mean, that sounds very interesting, doesn't it? See us doing whatever we do.
I might have had a bit too much champagne.
We're going to catch you off guard next week doing what we do.
All right.
Cheers, Gwen.
Cheers, Emily. Oh, and the snort.